USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The nation is marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. At the National Memorial site in New York City, there was a moment of silence at the exact time the first plane hit the World Trade Center. President Biden and his wife Jill were there, also President Clinton and Hillary, and President Obama with Michelle. President Biden also visited the Flight 93 Memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and he also made a stop at the Pentagon. Vice President Harris spoke in Shanksville.
If we remain united in purpose, we will be prepared for whatever comes next.
Former President George W. Bush also spoke in Shanksville. Former President Trump spoke in New York at a firehouse and a police station. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
Leaders from around the world are also marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. USA Radio's Brad Bernards has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the 9/11 terrorists failed to shake our belief in freedom and democracy.
On a crystal clear morning, terrorists attacked the United States with the simple goal of killing or maiming as many human beings as possible. And by inflicting such bloodshed in the world's greatest democracy, they tried to destroy the faith of free peoples everywhere, in the open societies which terrorists despise and which we cherish.
Prince Andrew has been formally served with court papers in a sexual abuse lawsuit filed against him by Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre. The documents were handed over to a police officer watching over Prince Andrew's home in Windsor. He has 21 days to respond. Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Award-winning journalist and host of the TV show Full Measure, Sarah Atkinson, has been visiting the southern border. She's revealed that the crisis there is much worse than people even realize.
A recent development you may know about is a court has ordered the Biden administration to reinstitute the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico program. That's where President Trump got the Mexican government to agree to take illegal immigrants who'd crossed into the U.S. illegally and have them wait there in Mexico while they're waiting for their court date in the U.S. Sometimes it takes years because there's such a backlog. By all accounts, this Remain in Mexico program positively impacted illegal border traffic. Once illegal immigrants learned that they wouldn't get to stay in the U.S. and maybe disappear, never to show up for court, well, they quit coming in such large numbers. It seems they were unwilling to pay $10,000 plus to the cartels and to the traffickers. They all do if they cross into the U.S. illegally, only to have to stay in Mexico while they wait for a court date. Opponents of Remain in Mexico, the Biden administration and others, they say it's cruel and dangerous to send endangered immigrants to Mexico to wait. Supporters of Remain in Mexico say it's cruel and dangerous to incentivize these illegal immigrants to pay the cartels and make the dangerous trip to try to come here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.